morning. Today is Wednesday, June the 29th, 183rd day of the new year. Visiting us once again after a hiatus.
That's right.
Estelle Fennell, supervisor and supervisor-to-be in the 2nd District. Good morning.
Good morning, Brian. It's very, very good to be back.
Yeah. I would imagine on a lot of different references could apply on that one, huh?
I know. Yeah. I know.
But I prefer to think because you missed me.
Oh, I missed you so badly. I was so jealous of all those people who got to talk with you for 6 months.
Oh, yeah. Boy. Let's see if we can find a quote. Here we go. Oh, now that's interesting. That's a Shakespeare quote. I don't want to go with that one. Huh.
We're doing Shakespeare?
No. This comes from C.D. Warner.
Okay.
1870, quote, "What a man needs in gardening is a cast iron back."
Oh.
Ain't that the truth, huh?
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Speaking of back,
yeah.
I get my cushion set.
Yeah. Oh. So how's life been treating you the last 6 months?
It's been very interesting, very, very, very busy, obviously, because I wanted to not take any time away from doing my job as supervisor, and I wanted to recognize that I was in a campaign, and I wanted to do whatever it took to do a good campaign, and I'm very, very, very happy with the results.
You mean relieved? Give me a break.
I'm happy and relieved and humbled and proud and all those things in between. But, you know, I mean, it was nice to get a vote of confidence from my constituents.
How different was it this time?
Wow. Like night and day. Yeah. Well, I mean, 77% isn't bad.
Well, okay, yeah, for an amateur, that works. But I was thinking,
no, it's great.
You know, when you were out, now you have a record.
Yes.
Now it wasn't promises.
Yes.
Things have happened in the interim. Did you get held? Did your feet get put to the fire a little bit on a couple of things? Were people passionate about?
Yes.
Folks who had one opinion before, did they have a different opinion this time around?
Yes, absolutely. And I think that was the issue the last time that I ran, you know, and won again, but not by as much, was that people didn't know me. That was one part. The second part was I was known to a lot of people, they didn't know yet what it would be like in terms of what kind of a supervisor I would be. And I think we all learned that it's a job that I like doing, and I love working with the community. So even, you know, some of the people who might have had a different opinion than I did on some issues, they generally felt like I was doing a good job in terms of working and representing them. And that's what I love. I mean, I don't think we can all... It would be kind of dangerous if everybody agreed, I think. It would be also extremely boring.
Did you get a couple ideas?
Oh, gosh, yes. And more.
Were realistic ideas?
So exciting. I mean, I am very pleased to know that I can keep going now for several more years and you know, implement the things that we've been working on. I'm pretty optimistic that we can move forward. And I've heard other guests of yours say that we're in a pretty good position in Humboldt County, and I hope that that's the truth and that we can build on that and make for a really, you know, improved situation.
Well, good. We'll talk about what direction forward is when we come back. It's 8:19.
You've never heard us before because we're something brand new. It's called Destination Radio. If you live in Ferndale or Gold Beach, Blue Lake or Klamath, Brookings or Eureka, you'll be looking for someplace different to take the family, something special to do next weekend. The best destinations for day trips and overnights, for hiking or biking, for beachcombing or birdwatching, and you'll turn to us for ideas, because you're the reason we're here, to help you find your close-to-home destination. Stay, play, and relax with us. Destination Radio.
Good morning, KINS, News and Information Time. It's 8:23. We're back talking shop this morning with Estelle Fennell. Estelle, the concept of moving forward is really kind of cool. Obviously, you have to have some kind of reference points to where you are to be able to go forward.
That's right.
What were some of the things that you picked up out there that folks were interested about, perhaps to a surprise, that you didn't know that they were paying attention on that one?
Well, I think the people that I've been working with all along, I kind of knew what their issues are and were, and it's the same. You know, we really want to get our county up on a good footing with regard to security. So, you know, we did Measure Z, and I believe that that is a successful investment. We have issues with homeless. We're working on that. We had issues with various departments at the county level. We're working on all of those things. And I think that that's what people saw, was that we've been working on it, and it's paying off. So there's absolutely reason to be optimistic about the future, because we are making the changes that people saw to be necessary. I find it interesting that in some cases, for instance, we've had issues that came forward through the grand jury, but we'd already been addressing them. And that's a kind of a time-lapse thing, you know, where people bring in issues, and in the meantime, we've been responding pretty quickly. So, you know, we've plenty to deal with still with regard to the impact on our community of heavy drugs, for instance, methamphetamine and heroin use, really, really bad in our community and in the homeless community. So how do we handle that? I don't think any of the issues that were brought forward to me were surprises, but it was good to hear that the people agree.
I would figure it's probably the same.
Same.
Drugs, you know, okay, yeah, public, roads, yeah, okay, weather. Sorry, can't do anything about that.
Well, some people think I can.
Oh, well, you're
know.
Good, but you're not great. Sorry.
Yeah.
I would think that there was that predictability. I would be really curious, though, some of the suggestions that people had that might be implementable, if that's a word, that could be implemented, that would be a little bit different, and you know, the creativity of the community, not necessarily the recognition of the obvious stuff.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Well, I do think that that's a model that I really like working with, is the teamwork model, and I've actually talked about that in my campaign. I think it really works well. I have had different projects that I've been involved in where we had the public-private combinations, and I think that works really well. And so I'm always welcome to ideas that people come up with. Did anybody come up with something that we hadn't talked about before the election? Not really. I'm sorry. You know, I'll have to be honest about that. But I certainly, that's not to say that there aren't tons of ideas percolating as to how we're going to address the issues.
Well, it's not a bad thing. I mean, not having new problems pop up, because I would think that then that would mean that everybody's kind of in the same general direction on that. The solutions might be wildly different.
Well, you know what? Here's something I thought about this morning, Brian, on the way up. You've got the Brexit happening in Europe. You have the presidential elections happening here in the United States. You have a certain feeling of government not being in touch. I think that that's the opposite here at the ground level. So here locally, at the county level, I think we are actually kind of ahead of the game, if you will.
I would think county city probably is, because you're at the grocery store. You can't hide.
Yeah, exactly.
But you look at the state.
And you know who you're affecting.
You know that they're hiding. Oh. Yeah, I mean, they're passing stuff down.
Yeah.
The feds? Right.
They're passing it down, and they're passing it down to us, and we're the ones dealing with it.
So I think that accountability probably is healthy. I'm curious about is why the state folks and the federal folks don't take that same level of accountability seriously.
Yes,
and then
I
apply
agree.
It. there.
I agree. And you know, I remember a few years ago I was at a CSAC conference, California State Association of Counties. And there was a guy there, I can't remember his name, I'm sorry to whoever you are, but he was his assemblyman, but he had been a supervisor. And he promised that as an assemblyman, he would keep that same dedication to his community as a as he had as a supervisor. Let's see. I don't know if he did it. It must be difficult when you get into Sacramento, and then especially when you wound up in D.C., you're so removed from your roots.
Well, you know, I don't know if it's removal or if it's you get run over by the machine.
You get run over by the machine.
In combinations of both.
It's a combination.
Both. I mean, I would...
No matter what your instincts are...
I would really love, and it could never happen, I understand, but that the state elected officials and the state appointed officials mm-hmm. couldn't live in Sacramento. They had to live back home. They had to go home every week. They had to see what the repercussions were, deal with the repercussions, and live with them instead of this insular thing in mm-hmm. the capital.
Well, you never know. I mean, eventually that may be the future when we have so much broadband and communication. Maybe they don't even need to be in D.C. or Sacramento.
Boy, wouldn't that be intriguing?
Mm-hmm. Just cost it. Well, you know, it's just such a system that's set up. I just noticed that when I go to Sacramento, there's, you know, people who live there and work there. They all have a similar look to them, and they kind of, I don't know, you
a little
know,
glossy. The fingernails are always clean. Yeah, I get it.
Yeah, and they, I don't know. They're in a group. Now, having said that, I will say that our local representatives are really trying to stay in touch with us, and hopefully that will continue.
KINS, News and Information Time. It's 8:30. We'll be back with more from Estelle.
What could we do as a community to make Humboldt a better place to work and live? The answer is to make sure our kids are literate, able to plan financially, move forward in their education so they are better prepared to enter our workforce, and become contributing and productive members in our society, community, and economy. How do we do it? Through the Decade of Difference Initiative. Visit decadeofdifference.org and find out how you, as a parent, student, or business owner, can help. It's the Decade of Difference. Be part of it.
Good morning, KINS, News and Information Time. It's 8:34. We're back to Talk Shop this morning with Estelle Fennell, back in studio with us.
Yes, yeah. I'm glad to be here.
When the city of Eureka voted in their anti-panhandling, I think it was, what do you think, 5 days? And all of a sudden things were changed and significantly for the better. You know, you got the overlay with what was going on with Palco Marsh, so unfortunately the timing put them both together. I think it was one of the most refreshing things that has happened in this decade in this area, was to get rid of the cardboard ambassadors. Have they been an issue in Garberville to the point where the county did have to take some formal action?
Yes. I it's been an issue all over the county, and you know, what can you do? People come in, are overly aggressive, taking over the sidewalks, just generally making life very, very difficult for regular local citizens just going about their day. And so I really think that this move that we've made, putting in place an ordinance, is a good move for the county as well.
Is it similar to Eureka's?
It's
Fortuna's?
Based on Eureka and Fortuna, not on Arcata, which was successfully challenged, and that was a really important issue for us, as we wanted to make this a strong ordinance and pay attention. And there is a severability clause in there, where if there's a part of it that is proved to not be copacetic with the laws or whatever, we can take that out. But the bottom line is, we wanted a strong ordinance to get the message across. And I agree with you. I saw a huge change in Eureka, practically overnight, it seemed. I personally drive Broadway every single day, go by that, and it was dangerous.
You know, and we do have everybody on notice that you traffic. You do show up here on Sundays.
Yeah.
we pay attention to that.
And you know, the bottom line is people coming out into traffic, it's uncomfortable, it's scary, and it is actually dangerous. And so that was a really big change that was made there at the mall and also at Costco and down at Henderson Street. That's just on my route. I mean, I'm sure it's all
over. Don't forget the courthouse.
Yeah, the courthouse. So those areas now. Similar things in Garberville, like in front of the shopping centers, you know, and blocking sidewalks and in front of the banks. And it's just. You know, if you don't lay down the law, so to speak, if you don't make it clear what's acceptable behavior, then people will just push your buttons and push the envelope. This makes it clear.
With Eureka's and Fortuna's, there was buy-in from law enforcement.
Yes.
Was the sheriff and the undersheriff, were they part of either the crafting of or the reviewing of this ordinance so that they feel comfortable that they will be able to stand behind and enforce this measure?
Yeah, I mean, the sheriff is definitely set. Obviously, it's different in the outlying areas than it is in the city where you have both the police force and the sheriffs around. But generally speaking, we do have stepped-up law enforcement now in the outlying areas. So if people are breaking that law, they will be ticketed, and that's what the sheriff has promised. You know, is it going to happen every single time? Probably not. But the bottom line is, get the message out there that, no, this kind of behavior is not welcome. And I know that my colleague voted against it, you know, on the basis, I suppose, that you know, that everybody who's doing aggressive solicitation should be included. Well, they are. That's what our attorney said, our county council. It's all solicitation. So, yes, if you're out there and you're looking for money and you're not being aggressive and illegal about it, you can still do that.
What kind of time frame do you have before you hope to see the same results? Are you
going to
give it a day? Are you going to give it 2 days? Are you going to give it a week, a month? What are you going to feel and go, yeah, it's working for us too?
I'll give it a week. I think that, you know, the sheriff will obviously be very aware when it goes into, what's the word I'm looking for?
Effect.
Effect. Thank you. Boing! When it goes into effect, I would hope that they would be paying a little bit more attention just to let people know because, you know, people have gotten into bad habits and this is just, let them know, hey, you know what, you can't do that anymore. Please move along.
As long as we're talking about Eureka and using that as a reference, I know early on when the container camp or Betty's Village or whatever we're going to call this thing in Eureka was put in, there was a lot of hesitation by a lot of folks.
Mm-hmm.
Seems to be working out surprisingly well.
Yep.
There was a comment made by a couple of your colleagues that when I said, geez, you know, that's going to go in for 6 months, what about doing the same thing in Garberville?
Mm-hmm.
And they were kind of in favor of it, but thinking that you would pick up these boxes and take them down rather than developing a comparable facility in Southern Humboldt somewhere that folks could also take advantage of. With the success in Old Town, has there been any movement, either formal or informal, to start looking at replicating that scenario in the Garberville Redway area to deal with some of the challenges that have been there for 20, 25 years?
The Garberville Redway area is very, very different from Eureka. A lot of people who were here, and this is why it was successful, really down on their luck, they are looking for jobs now. They are looking for housing. A significant portion of the people in the Garberville area are, if you will, married to the transient lifestyle. So how well it would work is a big problem. Would containers work and how hot it gets down there? That might be a problem too. But certainly I think it's important to look at the success of thinking outside the box, if you will. You know,
the container.
The container.
Outside the container.
Thinking, the success of taking, making a move, making something happen, I think is wonderful. And I think that's a great model. We have to keep our options open and think creatively. And remember, this was a private entity that put things together.
Yeah, they just built the county.
They just, and they, and right, right. And, but they offered their space, you know, Mercer Fraser. I mean,
right.
That, you have to have the property. Then you have to have the services that go along with it. Thank you, Betty Chin, so much for jumping in there. I mean, that's not replicable until the people are there as well.
KINS, News and Information Time. It's 8:44. We'll be back with more from Estelle Fennell.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
Good morning, KINS, News and Information Time. It's 8:48. We're back talking shop this morning with Estelle Fennell. Estelle, what kind of summer do you think this is going to be? Are we going to have the water issues that have happened the last couple of years? Do you think we're going to have schools being invaded? What do you sense?
You know, I don't know. I'm eternally optimistic. I think it'll be better. I could be wrong. I am going to be having a meeting out in Bridgeville this Thursday, tomorrow, and we're going to be meeting with the community who have concerns about the impact on the water of some of these commercial grows. There are people out there who are putting grows in that have absolutely no permitting or not involved in the process. We just saw that last week out in the Lolita area. So I do see that as an issue if it's not addressed, but I think we're addressing it pretty quickly here. As far as the water issues, there was a lot of water theft and random water delivery happening out in the hills that should not be happening because that's now called out in our new regulations. You can't do that. So I think it'll be a little bit easier to handle. There will be people who push the envelope, but I think we can handle it a little bit better. I'm keeping my fingers crossed that we will do better this year.
Now, Ryan was getting all excited when he was in last week talking about how much money it's going to mean to the county for all these permits. Well, I just got my response, but unfortunately it was a nonverbal one.
Do you
have the same optimism of that, or do you think it's going to be far less subscribed
to? It'll take a while. It is going to happen, it's not going to happen tomorrow. Yes, there are people, now, especially now that people understand they actually do have to be in the system. We're getting more and more phone calls. So, yes, eventually there will be. And not only will there be that, there'll be the excise tax. So,
well, and OSHA and EPA and all these lovely government studies, I'm sure that they're just going to, and reports, they're just going to love to comply to.
Oh, yeah. I know.
Welcome to business, folks. Yeah, well, it's just business. That's all.
Yeah, it's just business. And that's, you know, that's what I've told people, actually, in terms of regulating it. It's going to be a little easier being in the civil process than the criminal, because if you don't have your permit or if you're not folded into the system, it's going to be a lot easier to say, you got to close down. How many liquor stores do you see out there without a license?
Yeah, something about the wholesaler's reputation and business model at risk also. Yeah. Thanks for coming by.
Thank you, Brian.
So now we're back on the beam.
Yeah.
See you in a couple weeks.
Yep, have fun.
Join us tomorrow morning for more Talk Shop. Till then, go out and make it a good day. Hug someone you love. See you then.